There's a pasuk. There's a verse from the Dov the Magid. Chumash on this nekuda, good to zayin a yid. It's not shver to be a yid. The pasuk says, "When oisi karasa Yaakov, ki yagata be Yisrael." It's not me you're calling out to Yaakov because you're wearing yourself out Yisrael. "When oisi karasa Yaakov," it's not me you're calling out to Yaakov, ki yagata be Yisrael, because you're wearing the shayla. Who you're wearing out? You're wearing out, but the klaisa you're wearing out. Shayla, learn the pasuk. The pasuk in Yishayla. I forgot the third. It's late in Yishayla. So, the Dugna Magid Sapshal, there's many pshatim said in this pasuk. There's many pshatim said in the pasuk. The Dugna Magid said the following pshat in the pasuk. He said the following mashal. The Kotzker Rebbe said on this verse, Dov the Magid, it was said the Ruach HaKodesh. He said three vartim, Dov the Magid said Ruach HaKodesh, this is one of the three vartim. And he said like this, he said a mashal. He said, you have a guy hires a porter to pick up packages from the shipyard. He hires a porter to pick up packages from the shipyard. And the porter goes to the shipyard, and he schleps there, he comes back, you'll see why I said schlep in a second. And he comes back about 5 hours later, and he comes up to the office, the one who hires him. So I went to the shipyard to pick up the package. He's sweating buckets. He's pouring, dripping sweat. And he says the package are downstairs. I'm not going to bring them up to the office. They're downstairs. I expect to be paid now. He's sweating, huffing and puffing. Because I'm not paying you a penny. I go, I schlep the stuff. I kill myself. You're not paying me. So you didn't bring my packages. So I didn't bring your packages. You need to go check. Go check downstairs. So he says to me, I know you didn't bring your packages. I had it at the docks, the ship. I had delivered in a little pouch, little diamonds that I wanted you to pick up. You're sweating it up in the puddle. That's not my packages. You brought somebody else. You brought somebody else's packages. And that's what Hashem replies to. Well, Oisi Karasi Yaakov. Kla Yisrael, you're not serving me. Now you know Ki Yagata be Yisrael, because you're worn out. If it's Shver to Zayin a Yid, then you're not being a Yid. If Torah is all it's a pain, then you're not learning Torah. Kudei Hashem Yisharim. Misam Chelei. But Kudei Hashem HaMisameach the heart. If it's not Misameach your heart, you're not learning Torah practice. You're learning Torah practice. Kudei Hashem Yisharim. Misam Chelei. Does it mean it's not Ameilus? It's Ameilus. It's toil. It's Zisa toil. Sweet toil. Precious toil. And that's what Rav Omei was saying over here. That if I did it, Xeris Hashem, but over it's sweet. And that's how I value to find the sweetness in Avayit Hashem. Hashem's ways are sweet. By Rachel, just to repeat the aside that we say often, this aside you can prove from countless places, that we say over this aside very often. Alavai, we should say it every parish, we say it every few parishes, but it's again before this is parish. My father told me that the biggest media of Chaim Shmuel Lubavitch to speak about was Akar Satayim. There was no media he spoke that as much. Akar Satayim, he hammered away at Akar Satayim. And this is parsha. Rachel has a child, her first child, she's Zaychid or Shivteka. She's Zaychid to finally have one of the Shvatim of Klal Yisrael. She's Zaychid, tremendous chus, to have a Shevet of Klal Yisrael. And you can imagine the lofty feels, we can't imagine. Rachel's and Avia are on Ne'ilah, on our greatest Ne'ilah of our lives, when we say Hashem Olakim, our greatest thought doesn't compare to our Rachel's thought on the lowest day of her life. Rachel and Avia, if you understand what it means in Avia, Rachel and Avia. And Rachel has a child, and this great Ne'ilah says, calls him Yosef. Why does she call him Yosef? Asav Hashem is Chafasi. Hashem has removed my embarrassment. He's up, gosh, what embarrassment? If she breaks the dish, she can blame it on Yosef, on the child. If you have a little kid around the house, and something happens, you can blame it on the kid. So great, I have a child, it's gewaldig, I can blame it on him. That's a Rachel thanked Hashem for. And in Zia, having one of the ships they come, she longed to have, and the period of shatters, the push of shatters, it doesn't mean that's what she thanks for. It means even that. Also, Hashem is for Pussy, and that's the Chiva Karsa Taita, specific details. It's not thank you, Hashem, for being alive, a generalization, details. Thank you, Hashem, for every aspect that caused me to be alive, details. It's not a general, a Karsa Taita, If a person type in most areas in Torah, he's supposed to be mekatzer. He's supposed to speak short. He's supposed to be, you know, general. The less words the said, the better. In Akaras HaTayv L'chir is specific. And that's the Pirush. She said every single detail until this detail also is Bavarim. So she called him Yaisir, I'm being Makat Toiv until this detail, including this detail. I'm even Makir when I break a dish. Besides all the thousands of lofty thoughts, the Nitzchis of Chalai Yisrael coming out, all the Tzadikim and Ge'onei Ador that are coming out of him, besides all the lofty thoughts, add those also, and Avada, she specified everything. She said to the Rebbeinu Shlom every single detail. Detail to detail, she thanked Hashem. We come and say, Maido, thank you, Hashem. Details, specific. Rebbeinu Shlom, thank you so much, my arm. I'm really enjoying it today. It's working nicely. Give away to it. Gevaldig. Maido, thank you for my arm. Details. Because that's not a thank you, she said. Specific. Specific, specific, specific. And that's what Rachel, was happening here. She was saying, I want to thank for every single detail, and I don't think in all the lofty details, I forgot about this detail. Down to, and Tak was the lowest, but down to this specific detail, down to this detail of us, Hashem, is Harpasi. I've been thinking a lot in the last few weeks. I've been pushing things a lot that all the chesed Hashem, in the last few weeks that Hashem smiled down at this in this muffin. I feel like this. When people at Tzaras, Rahman Litzlan, when people at Tzaras, so they cry out to Hashem, and they say, and people say, Lama Lanetzach Shvacheni, Keili Kei Lama Zavtani, and perhaps the Gemara in Bavasya says, even a Gid of Klapi Hashem is not punishable when a person is in a Matzah of Tzara. When people at Tzaras, they say, how can the Baruch Shalom do this? Where's the Baruch Shalom? They scream out. And they're confused, and they're all full of Tainet. A Yid, I met a not from Yid. And he was telling me, he had a terrible Tzara, Rahman Litzlan, he had a terrible Tzara in his life. And he said to me that he no longer, Rahman Litzlan, he said to me, terrible Zahim. And he said, because the Rebbeinu Shlom did this to me. It's a tragedy, but I want to ask one question. When the Rebbeinu Shlom gave him that daughter, when the Rebbeinu Shlom gave him bracha, he gave him bracha after bracha, did he scream out to the Rebbeinu Shlom, Haidu Hashem Kitayim! Did he call out to the Rebbeinu Shlom? When he had his sars, where's the Rebbeinu Shlom? Did he scream out to his arms every day, Moidim and Achimach? And when Hashem gives bracha after bracha after bracha, did he scream out to the Rebbeinu Shlom? Did he say, thank you, b'shem Hashem Ekra, ma'ashir l'Hashem kol tag m'loy aloy, kais Yeshua is Esa, or b'shem Hashem Ekra? Was he b'shem Hashem Ekra? The Rebbeinu Shlom gives and gives. I picture a tzir pashut. You walk up, start with a benevolent guy, and you take somebody and you start giving to him. You give every bracha under the shemesh. You give every breath under the sun. You give more and more and more. And the person doesn't say, came back. Maybe a mumble thank you. Garnished! Not one Thanksgiving to Rebbeinu Shlom. Not one Shevach Vaidah to Rabbi to dance Shevach Vaidah to Hashem, to sing Shevach Vaidah to Hashem. Not one time in a verse saying, Rebbeinu Shlom, thank you. To think about the Rebbeinu Shlom, all the breath he's giving us. Bracha after bracha after bracha. So that message didn't work. The message of giving that we were supposed to be so full of Christ the time. And the Chavis Avavah says, I said, the highest darga of serving the Baruch Shalom. There is no higher darga. The highest darga of Lishma is to serve Hashem out of Christ the time. It's the highest darga in Yiddishkeit. There exists no higher darga. None. So Chavis Avavah says, Shavuot Selekim. The highest darga in Yiddishkeit, there is no higher. You know Kriyas HaTayim? The highest darga is to serve Hashem out of Kriyas HaTayim. There's no higher darga. It's a Chayv Tzavavis. That's the ultimate Lishma. You're so full of Kriyas HaTayim, to all the brach Hashem gives you, you serve Hashem. Mala Yisragshus, Kriyas HaTayim, in the Rosh Hashanah, you serve Hashem. That's the highest darga known to man. That's the darga. The Abba is full of feelings, immense feelings of Akar Satayim to the Rebbe Shalom. All the bracha gives us. And it's not chayis. Mo Ashiv Hashem, what should I answer to Hashem? Kol Tag Malahi, for all the Tavis, all the Gmol, all the Tavis, Allah, it's on me to pay up. Allah, it's on me. The Radak says it's a Pashup, it's not a Drush, it's not a Chassidish Tayyar. Mo Ashiv Hashem, Kol Tag Malahi, Allah, it's on me to pay up. How? I have to the Rebbe Shalom. I'm going to pay up to the Rebbe Shalom. The answer is Kais Yeshua Esa. I will raise up the Kais Yeshua to the Shem Hashem Etzer, and I will call out. I will say, "Thank you, Rebbe Shalom." I'll have in mind to thank you. I'll dance at the Chasna. I'm thinking about the Chasna, trying to say the Chasna, and think a little bit about Kais Yeshua to the Rebbe Shalom. It's hard to speak about the Rabbin, and it's hard to. I thought about it for what? We think about it for already. Baruch Hashem, we've had some tremendous time. We should have weiter. Non stop. Weiter. We sat on a Friday. I haven't spoken about it, but we sat here on a Friday. Less than a year ago, and we cried to the Rebbe Shalom. We also have to, when the Rebbe Shalom brings Simcha, we have to sing to the Rebbe Shalom. We sat it together, and we cried to the Rebbe Shalom. We all know what it means, Sar. We still know what it means, Sar. It still doesn't, the person has rooms inside of him, and they're still at Sar. But we know what it means to cry to the Rebbe Shalom. We have to be Sanat to the Rebbe Shalom. Thank Hashem for the bracha and takable. Let me say that bracha and more bracha and more bracha. We wonder what would happen. I don't know. If we would call out with equal passion for Rebbeinu Shlomo when he sends us bracha, and as he's sending us bracha. The stomach and that schus, there wouldn't be any flowers in the world. If we as Klal Yisrael would call out the Shem Hashem Ekra, we would call out one time after another time to Hashem with full hergish. The stomach. We're not Nevi'im, the stomach. The stomach, the Rosh what? When Hashem sends a Saris, Pashat, it wakes up. It's a wake up for Klal Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael, the Shas Bracha, calls out to the Rebbe Shalom, B'Shem Hashem Ekra, we say to Hashem, Hodu Hashem Kitoi Kilovim Chazdei. We appreciate all the Bracha. We know it's you giving all the Bracha. And we see it's you, Rebbe Shalom. We don't need wake-up calls. I hope it's a tremendous achrayis to be Sameach. First, the Kodim calls to appreciate what it means to friend Simcha. They don't appreciate it. They're not going to tell you to Hashem. Not going to tell you to Hashem. What I get. It's your simcha, it's our simcha. Our simcha. Our chaver machasan, it's unzer simcha. It's our simcha, what joy. Our simcha, our Rebbeinu Shalom gave you matana. When you say moedim, you should say moedim for Yenna Shirach. Moedim anachim, we appreciate it. Hashem gave us bracha. He's smiling down at a tremendous shefa bracha. And we don't want it to end. We want it to go to 120. Anybody here sitting here this Friday is a lot more joyous. And we want this forever. Adnei this, we want bracha after bracha and simcha after simcha. And towards that end, we will thank Hashem with all our hearts. Thank you, Hashem, for all the simchas. Thank you. We appreciate it. We know it's from you. But makir, it's only from you. It's from the bracha. Nisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mizavik zivugim. Nobody else is mizavik zivugim. A shidduch doesn't make any sense. You take two people, I had a brilliant idea for bracha and yeshiva. They went out once, the girl said, Kayla, she's crazy. The guy called a few minutes later, you're crazy. We can't read Shidduchim. Shidduchim is... My wife and I have to have read. I want you to know, I'm telling you, we made five successful Shidduchim. you don't know a thing. It doesn't make any sense. Nisim from the Rabbi Nishlan, straight Nisim from Hashem. A fellow in the mirror said to me, that a guy I knew a little bit, a nice guy, he said, I want to eat by you. So to your wife, he felt he wasn't getting in his circles the right shidduchim. I said, my wife doesn't know shidduchim. She got involved in the girls' school. No, she doesn't know shidduchim. You know for her. I didn't think she would know for this. I said, please let me in your house. Maybe she'll have an idea. She'll see who I am. She'll have an idea, maybe. I don't want to eat by mistakes. You can eat by mistakes after shidduchim. I was uncomfortable with that. So it was unreasonable. I said, good. See if I'm a very big master. Never left me. Never ate out of the mirror. So I said, okay, say that. He rarely ate out of the mirror. So I said, say that. Come to my house. So he came. It was on a shavuos. He came. And when he left, my wife said, you know, I think she wasn't ready to shidduch, but I don't remember if I even told her why he came. He came, good. She said, you know, he reminds me, she grew up in Cleveland when she was 8. And there was a girl there, she said, she reminds me of that girl she barely kept in touch with, barely, mamish. She said, reminds me of that girl. No. They're married, Baruch Hashem, with children. Does it make any sense? She didn't know him, she ate all the shavuos. It reminds me that... Make it what?
Friends, we want to come over to your house.
That's why the only reason they come there.
I heard about the story. But
a guy came. My wife came home to me once, and she was in a Jewish seminary, Sarashnir, and she said that a girl asked her a question. Having Ashkafic issue, she asked her a question, and she wanted to know if maybe you'll ask your husband a question. Maybe. She heard I have a beard, maybe a Muslim. Who knows? So she asked me a question. Of course, I have no idea. I don't know. So I said, I don't know the answer, but if that's her question, I have a shidduch for her. Baruch Hashem, they're married, they have four kids, three kids. Baruch Hashem. Doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. Every shidduch for Baruch Hashem. The chances of two people meeting, the chances are zero. They're not in math, they're zero. The events that have to happen that they're getting alive in the world is 0%. Not a chance. All the Asinim who wanted to kill us are powerful Asinim. All the Haman, the Hitlers, the Mashalim, all the people who wanted to kill us, the chance of a Jew being alive are not mathematical. The chance of two Jews being, that they live near each other, both their neighbors, friends, new bowls, the chances are not, they're not mathematical. Or there's the event that they're Vanishlim, you shouldn't just think about it again, our story is not general, but think specifically. The events that have to happen. Why this person moved to Lakewood, New Jersey, that she met punk this one who lived next door, the chances are zero. If you think your Rebbeinu Shalom 4 days before, Kairi Dairis Meirosh, somebody who's planning, your Rebbeinu Shalom is planning the generations, has this one move here, this yid move here, who moved next to this lady who's a little bit of a yenta, so she talks about this one. The chances are not, you should go through it. You shouldn't think about it in a, you know, okay, I should speak, I'm not a good story, I should stand there and say it up here. Someone's a good storyteller, should go through details. The Yisrael Slant this time, the Koich Bayar, getting his name right now, the Yitzhak Blazer, he used to say, you'll bring your Shemayim and Avas Hashem, go through it. You should do it in your mind. If you're a good storyteller, you better go through the story, play out the story. What the Ashkoch has to happen for Shidduch for me? Say the story to yourself. Go through the story to yourself. Go in your mind, what has to happen these two people meet? Try the story yourself. Go through it. Don't go from more than 4 days. You'll blow out your mind. You'll have a blowout. Don't go from more than 4 days. Go from 4 days, all the events that have happened in the lives of 4 days ago, of the Yidden who were saved miraculously from the concentration camp. Then go down to the children, the grandchildren stayed from, who both moved to such and such a place. And then the children, they both chose this school, this redhead, to get to the shidduch, to get to the shadchan, to get the events that have to happen. Kulay Ashkafas Hashem. Kulay Nisim. Kulay. Kashbar of the Mazavi is moving. You gotta be, first, as a blind mouse, not see the Rebbeinu Shlom Shidduchim. Blind mouse, all the Rebbeinu Shlom. And we have the tremendous Akaras of Tayyip Hashem. When Hashem Taka bestows such bracha, it's a tremendous, and Be'ez Hashem and Nazi, of course, we'll have more, and we have to have eyesight. There's no excuse that the Olam hasn't danced and sang to Hashem, there's no excuse. So we have that's a Chabura, we should first, there should be uncontained here, Pasha, Persa, Tayyip Hashem, all the symbols. And we know we appreciate Simcha, every one of us. We appreciate Simcha, we appreciate Simcha. There's no. Yeah.
I just want to explain this, the words. Before we sing it again, just explain the words. Sing to Pshat. It says, Toiv Laidus Lashem. The first thing, the words mean, Toiv, the only Toiv in the world is Laidus Lashem. Doesn't mean it is good. Oh, it's a great thing. Toiv, what is Toiv? Laidus Lashem. There is no other Toiv in the world. Toiv, you know what Toiv is? It's good. Oh, it's nice. It's nice to play basketball. Toiv, but the only thing that's good in the world. What is Toiv Laidus Lashem? That's good in the world. That's what's good. That's what is Toiv. The definition of Toiv is Laidus Lashem. Then we say Lahagid Vabaiki Chasdecha Vemunos Chabalelos. Trying to remember, somebody recently asked me a Shaila. I don't remember the details of the Shaila, but his Pachos HaYoyser was that a Rebbe said something he didn't understand, he didn't agree with. So how's he supposed to? I don't remember the details of the Shaila. I'm Pashat, not remember exact, I have a poor memory. I don't remember the exact details of the Shaila, but he was having trouble that the Rebbe did something he didn't understand. And I told him very simply that if the person does that, we can't fully understand another. Every person has their cheshbonos and has their reasons. Can't fully understand another person. But if the person does enough toiv to us, and does enough good to us, so even the things I don't understand, seder. Even the things I don't understand, seder. But I've seen so much good. I've seen so much toiv. That's the nature. In general, as mechanech, Rabbi say. In chinuch, so you do things in Sire as a parent, Sire as a Rebbe, you do things as a parent does things with children, not always a child going to comprehend or understand. A Rebbe or Sheshiva, a Mohel Bach is not going to understand. He's not going to understand. He's saying, I think I should be home Shabbos. I think I should be able to go here, there. I think he's not going to understand. It's Shaykh. And not just Shaykh, it's going to be that way. There are going to be things that are not understood. However, if the Mechanech firmly establishes in the mind of the child, of the student, that the Rebbe wants, the parent wants everything good for him, and has bestowed so much toiv, and you see how much care and concern, there's so much toiv, so even the things I don't understand, even as I don't understand, I see so much toiv. I see how the person cares for me. So something I don't understand, but I see the person. That's the Hagar Baboykir Chasdecha, it's not two different things. It's not Babaika in the clear times, in the great times, to say the Chesed Hashem. And a separate thing in the hard times, Balelois, in the dark times, that to have express Emunah, Rabbi say. It's not two different things. First of all, you should thank Hashem. It's because we're sitting here this morning, because on a Friday morning, we could sit together, Rabbi say, and sing to the Rabbi Shalom and thank the Rabbi Shalom. We'd say, Moedim Anachim, we appreciate all the bracha you give us, because of that, Rachmana Litzlan, we could have that munasra ba'leilais. We could look back, it should only be back, at the leilais, and we could have emun also. We could look at the leilais and say, the same Rabbanu Shleilam. Yaitzer Aru Vare Chayshech, the Zelber Rabbanu Shleilam, every morning, every year, say, Yaitzer Aru Vare Chayshech. It's the same Rabbanu Shleilam. And at night, you mention the morning, what are you doing? Every morning you mention night, because the same Rabbi Shalom, the lightless and the yayim, it's the same one who loved you, gives you all the bracha, well, only for now I'm going to give bracha. But the same Rabbi Shalom, so that gives us, it's the lahag avek chasdecha, oi vazayi kibi vemunoscha valelois. If the one who's not magid vavek chasdecha doesn't have vemunoscha valelois, he says, where's the Rabbi Shalom? He doesn't have vemunoscha valelois. You know why? Because he wasn't magid vavek chasdecha. He forgot lahagid vavek chasdecha. So mainly, as no amunoscha b'leilos, I don't understand, I have caches. But the one who's lahagid b'vayki chazdecha, the one who called b'vayki at every happy occasion, is magid the chesed Hashem. Is magish the chesed Hashem, and appreciates the chesed Hashem. Is moigim the Hashem. So the amunoscha b'leilos, so vad the leilos are hard, and painful. But the amunoscha b'leilos, he knows the same Rebbeinu, yoytzer aru v'ri chayshach. The same Rebbeinu, he chazed it every morning and every night. And that person thought he could have a munoscha, and he shouldn't need it. In the future, but on the past, he could have a munoscha about leilos. He thought he could look at the leilos, those hard leilos. He could look back and have a munah. Because he sees all the chesed that's given to him. So he says, even the chesed I can't comprehend. even the apparent leilos that I don't understand the chesed, he could practice say, he could say, that person.